Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Peris. Today, Lakit and I are in a somber mood because the passing away of our ex-chairman, Mr. D.S. De Silva. He was a wonderful cricketer, played in the very first test that Sri Lanka played against England back in 1982. And I watched him bowl very closely as a cricket commentator. Bold, quickish leg spin, and one doesn't realize that he had the flipper ages back. I worked under him. What a great human he was. He would go and watch the match every single ball. He would be at the grounds even before we media would get to the grounds and sit in the president's box. Very simple indeed. Wonderful human being, great cricketer. And Lakit and I have so much of memories about him. And we like to convey our sympathies, condolences to his beloved family. Thank you, sir, for the memories you leave behind. And we thank you for what you have done for Sri Lanka's cricket. With that, let me quickly wrap up our podcast today. Congratulations to Sri Lanka under-19 team for qualifying for the semi-finals when they ultimately got the better of Afghanistan at the United Arab Emirates, a closely contested game of cricket. Sri Lanka did well to bowl Afghanistan out for 236 with one ball to spare. So, in fact, Afghanistan guilty of not batting their full 50 overs. Sri Lanka did struggle, but they ultimately got there. In Netigala, unbeaten 51, and he thumped 10 runs in the final over to get Sri Lanka home by just 2 wickets. So well played, Sri Lanka. They qualify for the semi-finals alongside India and Bangladesh, because Bangladesh also beat Nepal yesterday in their game. That was a one-sided game. In fact, Nepal batting first, bowled out for 131. Bangladesh get there in 24.2 overs. But I'm emphasizing on the Sri Lankan game because Sri Lanka did struggle a little bit despite the fact that they were far superior than Afghanistan in the power play overs and got there, but they did struggle. So there are areas I'm sure the think tank will now work on. They take on Bangladesh tomorrow. That will decide the table toppers in Group B. And the games coming up today, India play Malaysia. India have already qualified and Pakistan will be playing against United Arab Emirates. One reckons that Pakistan would win that game. So what we are going to see in the under-19 50-over format for the Asia Cup will be India, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka as the final four to play in the semi-finals. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Peris. Look forward to your company yet again tomorrow at the same time. Leave you on a somber note, but we'll listen to an Advent carol for your listening pleasure. Bye for now.